just downstream from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. A nuclear reactor leaked some water accidentally. What happened next is like a horror story by Ralph Nader. That toxic waste leaked into a brood house incubator. Inside that chicken coop, they always kept the TV on. Said the programs helped the chicks to grow, helped to keep them calm. As poor little chickens put that heavy water down their gullets, the Kung Fu show was on the air. Something happened to those pullets. They began to grow and grow with that Kung Fu show locked in their brains. That's the only way we can explain. Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chickens.
Chickens!
Big as a house, strong as a Dickens. One said his name was Fricassee, the second Cordon Bleu, the third was Cacciatore, and the fourth they just called Stu. They could have been dangerous having grown so big on heavy water, but they decided they would live their lives on the side of law and order. They come with taekwondo and all the fixings. The Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chickens.
Yeah, we just all down there at the barn holding the auction so we wouldn't lose the farm, when all of a sudden these four big pullets with black scarves around their foreheads come over that hill yonder and surrounded them bankers, pecked them on the heads, dropped them like green persimmons. Yeah, then they went down there at the bottom 40, start scratching around like chickens that want to do. Before you know it, they plowed that whole field ready for planting.
Yeah, they saved our farm.
Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chickens. Anything they want is easy picking. For Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chickens.